This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa State Fair, August 13th to the 23rd in Des Moines. Visit iowastatefair.org to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. New World screwworm is still a long way from Iowa, and there's no indication the parasite is moving into the state anytime soon. Even so, livestock officials say producers should understand the risks and remain observant, since monitoring animal movement and recognizing the signs of infestation are important if the pest continues expanding its range. We'll talk with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg coming up next.
Looks like another perfect day to get out there and enjoy the summer.
You hear that? Live music, laughing kids, the roar of the rides, and someone yelling, corn dogs! That's Fair Spirit at the Iowa State Fair, August 13th through 23rd in Des Moines. 11 days of blue ribbon traditions, big summer nights, incredible food, and the kind of memories you talk about all year long. This is your Iowa State Fair. Plan your visit now at iowastatefair.org.
August 13th through the 23rd.
Although the New World screwworm fly remains a problem for livestock producers in the southern U.S., Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagg says it's important to understand what it is, and just as importantly, what it is not.
A couple things to think about. One is, this is not... We had screwworm in the United States back mid last century. It was eradicated the last time in the 1960s. So this is something that it's not completely new. Now, from a food safety and a consumer standpoint, I would say that there is no food safety issue here. It's not like a foreign animal disease maybe that you and I have talked about in the past, like high path avian influenza, African swine fever. This is something, it's a parasite. This is delivered by flies into wounds. And if those larvae start feeding on that live flesh, that's problematic, obviously, but that can be treated and that animal can recover. So there's no depopulation that's needed here. Like maybe a traditional approach to foreign animal disease. So that's good news because it also says there's no food safety issue here and low human health risk as well. Not that humans can't, because really it's all warm-blooded mammals can be susceptible. But think of it, you've got to have something, a wound that gets eggs laid in it and you know, you don't watch it. That's how these things develop. So for humans to have that issue, not going to be the case. Livestock and pets are really at risk. So from a food safety standpoint, there is no food safety challenge here. Food security, however, may be, because it depends on how big, how widespread this gets.
While there is no immediate threat to Iowa livestock, Nagg says the greatest concern is preventing the New World screwworm fly from expanding its range through animal movement. That's why livestock coming from affected areas are subject to multiple layers of oversight before they can be transported.
So then from the production side, yes, it's a Texas phenomenon and a Mexico phenomenon today. And there's really two ways that it can move. One is that fly population, again, that these flies that lay the eggs that create the larvae, if that moves north, they can bring this with them, obviously, and infest additional areas. The other way is for animals to move that are infested, and then that creates a population. And so that's what the focus is really on is, hey, out of those infested zones in Texas, if you're going to import or you're going to bring animals from there to Iowa, they would have to move under a permit. They would have to be viewed by a veterinarian within a few days of before they depart. And they would have to be treated with a parasiticide before moving. Again, these are all layers of protection so that you aren't going to knowingly or unknowingly move an animal that's at risk for bringing it with them. And so that's really what the focus is, and really trying to fight this down where it is with sterile flies and et cetera and restricting movements.
Nagg says that producers should continue following developments, but there's no reason for alarm in Iowa. He says the focus remains on keeping the screwworm fly contained in the affected areas through livestock movement restrictions, veterinary inspections, and expanded sterile fly production. For more on this story, you can log on to iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.